It's work actually of Andy Morrison after Nomads 3-1 win away at Cardiff Met. The result sends Nomads to the top of the JD Wells Premier League. Andy, a fantastic win.
Yeah, terrific win. You know, we're in a good space at the minute. We're playing really well. We're being brave with our formations. We're asking questions. We're stopping teams playing against us. You know, if the opposition players are getting their heads up and playing forward passes against us, you know, I want to know why. So really pleased. And I just thought it's the correct result, you know, because we've boxed it off all game and, you know, and a little bit more clinical. You know, I think we could have maybe had a couple more because, you know, it took them half an hour to get out and then we're 2-0 up, you know, and then a really sloppy goal to concede with a long throw. You know, I'm not sure about Cardiff Met throwing long balls into the box, but they caused us more problems today than anything. So maybe there's something for people to think about. Yeah, but extremely pleased, Will, you know, because I just thought to a man, I thought that we stuck to the game plan, what we wanted to do. We tweaked it a couple of times just to stifle them and, you know, and it was the right result.
You made a change at half-time, bringing off Rob Hughes for Lawrence Wilson to shore up the defence. How important was that for the second half and the effect it had?
Yeah, it was just to give us a better balance on that side. You know, we wanted to affect their back three and we wanted to create opportunities to counter with Ryan Wignall. And that is fantastic in an ideal world, but it also leaves you open. And at 2-1, you know, Rushy's made a great save, and that is because of that, what we're trying to do to them. So, you know, they've gone and affected that and found a little weakness in us with what we're trying to do. So, you know, we just boxed that off the second half and we got somebody that was able to step in. We also went 2v2 at the back, you know, and took the spare man out, and then that basically finished them off, and there was nothing else that they could do really to affect the game. And once we got the third, it was just about making sure you know, we were resolute and we were strong, and we had a couple of great tackles, you know, before a shot came off. But, you know, Rushy's not had a save to make in the second half, and I thought we were very comfy.
When the third goal went in, you were heard on the touchline calling it magical. What was so good about that goal for you?
It was just what we wanted. You know, it's about a platform of strength, and then it's about the anticipation of J.O. and to actually win the next ball. You know, he's the best in the Welsh Premier League, bar none, at actually getting to the ball first when things come out from the first phase. And then it's gone to Wiggy, and we just worked on movements, you know, that knowing if he gets one-on-one, the ball's coming into the box. And then we had the right movement, and Andy scored a goal. And it's just something that we worked on in training, and really, really pleased. And, you know, it sets us up now, you know, for a great tie against Coleraine on Saturday, where, you know, we're representing the Welsh League, and you know, we'll be very thorough this week.
After last week when Met beat TNS 4-1, the manager Christian Edwards was asked if that was his greatest ever victory. Off the back of that, how big is this result?
Yeah, I've got a smile at that, Will, because you know, because Christian did say that it would be disrespectful, because it would be disrespectful to Connors Key and to Bala if he was to say that was his greatest victory. And, you know, I just had to remind him that he's never beat me in the Welsh Premier League, you know, and I think that's probably maybe 11 attempts now where Connors Key have beat or drawn or haven't lost against Cardiff Met. So, you know, if they're the Achilles heel of TNS, then we're certainly their Achilles heel, because, you know, we have a way of playing that up to now they can't beat. And you know, we've got to continue that, because every time I play against Cardiff Met, I see improvements in them, and I see different ideas, and I see the strengths that they have. And, you know, we've got to be so on top of our game. You know, we've had to watch two or three. We watched the TNS game a couple of times this week, and we thought where they were very dangerous, but we also saw where they could be exposed. And I was here for the Llandudno game, and, you know, they're just getting stronger and stronger, and they've got players to come back in who are going to make them even stronger. So, you know, for us to continually have that record, I think it says something, you know, really special and strong about our mentality and about how we go about things.
And as you say, next week we turn our attention to the Iron Brew Cup against Coleraine at Deeside. Around 250 Northern Ireland fans expected to come over. It should be a great occasion.
It's going to be a great occasion. We can't wait for it, you know. And we can't afford to have one eye on the Druids game on the Tuesday. We've got to just go and give our full attention to this game, because it's really important that we paint the Welsh League in the correct light. And for, you know, for us to go and beat a Scottish Championship team in Scotland, you know, I think that had a lot of people talking, a lot of people saying, you know, let's go and have a look at that Welsh League, let's just see how good it is, because that was an outstanding achievement. And you know, the Coleraine game again, you know, they were nearly won the title last year. They're a very, very strong outfit, and they're coming across, and, you know, and we're going to ask questions of them, and we're going to be ready for them come Saturday night.